John over to apply the rate reduction. Hang on here.
Thank you for holding. Is this Dolo?
Yeah, Dolo.
Hi, yes, Dolo. Sir. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing this morning?
Good, good.
I like that. Good as always. Good. Happy Monday to you. I understand.
Monday,
yes, sir. Thank you. I understand you were speaking with Tara. I'm just pulling up the file here. She sent me a bunch of notes on you. But she asked me to go over some pricing and details. Did you have any questions for me about the listing on Google or how it works?
No, I mean, if because I already talked to, we said her name is Tara.
Yeah, Tara. Mm-hmm.
I already talked to Tara, because underneath that, with my phone number is listed Restivos. I work for Restivos right now.
Mm.
So, but I, on Angie's list, I was trying to sign up for Angie's list and I end up, putting my master pipefitter license. But the master pipefitter license underneath Rhode Island is registered underneath Restivos. So when it popped up as Restivos, I told them to change it, but it said we can't until you transfer it at your labor board. So I put a labor board and said for me to do that, I need to get it insured. And so I'm in the process of doing that. That's why I told Angie List to pause on the fill out sheets. So I think you guys call me based on what they put up with it, because they made my own Google website, so you search my name. But we're getting confused a little bit because some people are probably searching on Restivo, the actual company, and I'm popping up. So I want to get that confused. So I want to straighten this out first before I even move on to the next step.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, we could definitely clear any discrepancies as far as the name, address, and phone number. And same thing with, like, the license. We don't actually have to, or we don't require that you have the license in order to post you. It is something that we definitely recommend that you have, but you're more than welcome to proceed at your own caution if it means not losing the position altogether. Because the hard part about this, the hard part is getting up there, right? There's only three guys that show for your business category for about a 40-mile radius. And so we have one spot open right now. That's why we're reaching out to you. You're on a list of qualified candidates. But we're going down the list with my reps like Tara that you're talking to there. And then once we fill that spot, we close it out. Like we can't work with any other guys. So sometimes
it goes a month, right? A year to a month to a year.
Well, it just depends on how long the guy wants to solicit the spot before a position opens up. So we don't know when the next spot's going to open up, but we do offer it month to month for guys that are starting out. So if you came on board with us today, we're not asking you to sign up for the year. We'd go 1 month at a time with you.
Okay, and then also, if you guys do sign me up, would you guys sign me up underneath my original, like underneath, because I told my company now is LIB. It stands for Life is Beautiful.
Yeah, I have that here.
Okay, so could you put that as the initial, like research, like if the research, LIB or Life is Beautiful, I pop
you
up, and I want to research
be building
and
your...
I pop up.
Right. Yeah. We would be building your business profile from scratch. And then anything that has this, like I said, this name, address, or phone number, is going to be cleaned up across the internet to reflect Life is
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. And then how much would it be?
Well, for the first page placement, the name, address, and phone number cleanups, we have to build the site for you too. It doesn't look like you have a website yet. And then there's also the directory submissions that you're going to need in order to even have the first page placement. So normally it's $4.99 month to month. I can reduce the rate down to just $2.99 on a month to month basis.
Okay, $2.99 on a month to month basis. So $300, and that's including tax or that's without tax?
No, that's everything included. So there's no other charges. Okay. You don't get any other like lead fees, click fees, or call fees throughout the month. No taxes or surcharges.
Okay, and Nick, I have another question.
So,
because I told Angie List to give me 14 days to do all this clean out, go to the labor board and clean and get my stuff insured. So, I'm gonna give me 14 days before they start sending me leads. So, could I put the same request for you guys? Like, yeah. I can sign up for now, but can you give me like a leeway before you start my days of the month? Because I still got to clean this out. I don't want people calling me, and then I get in trouble because I'm not fully LLC. I'm not insured, and I look like a cheating the system guy.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I mean, it usually takes us about 2 weeks just to build the site and get everything up and running anyway. Google sends this postcard to you in the mail. That usually takes about 5 business days. You probably won't even get that till Monday next week.
And then I'll do that.
So on average, the first month, there is that little setup period. And that's why we always recommend, like, try it for 2 months, even though it's month to month, because we have to go through that setup period the first month. So the second month's really where you're going to be able to evaluate it.
And then I have to pay for that second month.
Right. So, I mean, what I could do, though, I mean, if you're saying, like, hey, I got 2 weeks, I could accommodate you with an extra week. Like, I could push the next bill out until the day before Halloween.
Okay.
So, the October 30th for you. So, that way you get, like, a perfect, full 5 weeks out of the first month of service.
Yeah.
You have to.
Okay. Perfect.
All right. Let me go ahead and do that. And then I'm going to create your Google business profile for you, Dolo. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this line that we're on right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So it's 401-919-9575?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And Google's going to send you a PIN in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there. What's the street address that I could send that to?
14 Lee Street. John Stimwell Island.
Okay. You said Lee Street, L-E-E?
Yeah. Yes, sir. L-E-E Street.
Got it. Okay. And that's 02919, correct?
Yes, sir.
Got it. Okay. And then what's your last name? Oh, she put it here.
McCore.
M-K-O-R?
M-A-K-O-R.
Okay, M-A-K-O-R. And you spell your first name just D-O-L-O?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then what's your business email address where I can send an invoice receipt and an outline of the service agreement in writing?
So my first and last name at yahoo.com.
Dolo McCore at yahoo.com. Okay. And then how would you like the hours of operation for your business listed?
Cause right now I do work for Restivos, and I was trying to, I would say after 3:30 to whenever.
So like 3:30 to midnight or?
Yeah, 3:30 to midnight.
Okay. Is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
So it's Sunday to Friday. I'm off on Saturday.
Okay, got it. So
and then on Sunday it could be from 8 to 12. 8 a.m. to 12. Or 7 a.m. No, 7 a.m. That's what time business opens anyway. So 7 a.m. to 12, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
On Sundays, well,
and
from Monday to Friday, it's going to be 3:30 to midnight, and then Saturday we're closed.
Got it. So let me just repeat this back to you as I have it, okay? I have Monday through Friday, 3:30 p.m. to 12 a.m., so that's midnight.
Yep.
And then I have Saturdays closed, and Sundays from 7 a.m. until 12 a.m.
Yep. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Do you want it 7 to 12 p.m. or do you want it all day basically on Sundays?
All day, depending on if I have to push a job during the week, I can have all day so they can be aware that, all right, he's working all day Sunday.
Yeah. Okay. And then you have the option to hide your address online. You don't have to have it displayed. Do you want me to hide the 14 Lee Street from the listing or leave it there?
It's my house. It's not really a business. So yeah, I think you should hide it.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. It's my house. I live, my mom's in there too. So I don't want people just driving there.
Yeah. No, I got you. So I'll hide it. It'll still say Johnston, Rhode Island, and then they'll still have the zip code on there, but I'll hide the actual street address, and they won't have any turn-by-turn directions to be able to get to you.
Okay. Okay. Perfect.
Okay. All right. And but then
I could be able to change that, right? Like, for example, if I get a little bit big, and I could be able to get a little warehouse, I could be able to change that on the map.
Yes.
With you guys.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you my direct number and extension right now, and we also have 24/7 customer service available to you. So anytime you want to make a change like that, you could just call in or text us, and then we can make the modification for you. It's the easy fix.
Okay. Perfect, perfect.
Okay, let me go ahead and send that to you now. And then we're going to want to interview you. I'm going to text that one to you. That's my direct number.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Okay.
And then we'll build the site for you. We do ask that if you have any photos or a company logo that you want to use, you can send that in.
Yeah.
If you do need help with a logo, just let us know. We could always help you with that too. It's no extra charge.
No, I got a logo. I can send it to your that number you just sent me.
Yeah. Well, there's the email address I just texted to you too. That'll come through, and you send it to that email address.
Okay. Okay, I can send it right now.
That's fine. Yeah. And then we're going to want to do an interview with you, though, and that's where we'll actually go over, like, all the services you offer, the service area cover, and get started on that website. Usually the interviews, they take about 20 to 30 minutes, but we do ask for an hour window in case you have any extra questions. What would be the best time today to do a client interview with you?
Can you do that on Saturday? Because Saturday is my day off. Because right now I'm a lead at Receivo, so I'm constantly moving around, talking to the customer, talking to the owner of this company,
yeah,
how the project is going.
Well, don't.
So I want to use yes, sir.
We're already kind of going to stagger things out. Like I said, I'm going to give you that 5 weeks and then stagger things out so you have time before we get your phone ringing. We do want to work on this stuff right away. I know you said 3:30 is usually when you get off here. I have a 4 to 5, I have a 5 to 6, and a 6 to 7 available today.
Perfect. 4 to 5. Perfect. 4 to 5.
Okay. All right. It doesn't take that long. It's pretty easy stuff. Like, they're just going to want to make sure we're listening to you for the right services. That way when you get phone calls, it's not like an unqualified opportunity. And then if there's like areas of town that you don't want to go to, you know, we want to make sure we exclude those from the map and then get started on your website. So it'll be pretty easy.
All right. Okay.
All right. And then how did you want to secure your first month's payment of the $299?
I'll probably pay outright right now.
Well, yeah. Secure that spot for you. So you could secure the position using like a Visa, MasterCard, Discover.
Yeah, Visa.
Okay.
Visa.
And is it just under your name, the business name, or both?
No, the Visa is underneath my name, Dola McCaw.
Okay. And is there any middle initial on the card?
S.
And is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN?
Yes, sir. But you make the website, don't put my middle name on there.
Oh, we won't. We won't even put your first and last name on there. It'll just say Life is Beautiful or LIB.
Yeah, yeah. Can you put LIB and then put on the bottom what it means?
Yeah, like
Life is Beautiful.
Yeah, I was wondering if you did that on purpose, because Tara put LIB, like all caps with periods in between each letter, and then she put like Life is Beautiful in parentheses next to it, so that way they know what it means.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Perfect. Perfect. And then it goes. Cause I got my I'm gonna send you the logo. It says LIB, and it says Life is Beautiful with the HVAC man. So I don't know if you guys have to put that whole slogan there. Life is Beautiful with the HVAC man. So when they research the company, they know that that's an HVAC company they're going to.
Okay, yeah, text it to me so I can see exactly how you have it there, because the way we have it, it doesn't sound the same, and I do like that it says HVAC in there, that way there's no confusion. Yeah. So if you could text that over to me as you have it now.
Yeah, I texted it over to you right now at that same number.
Yeah, to the 877 line. There we go, I see it actually just came through.
Hold on.
Well, you sent me something that's blank, actually. Did you send a picture in?
Yeah, I sent a picture.
Oh, okay.
It's a second picture, the one with the, cause it has the three waves. One of them is like a teal color. It's not that logo. It's the one with the blue.
Yeah, any pictures have to be emailed, so that way it goes company-wide and not just to me, okay?
Okay, I'm going to resend that picture again. So with the first one, don't use the one that has the two teal and the dark blue in the middle. Use the one that has the two light blues and the dark blue in the middle.
Use logo with two light blues and dark in the middle?
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm going to resend that again to you.
Yeah, because that email, it'll go company-wide instead of just to me. And so that way, the guy, there's going to be a separate team that's actually building your site and working on this. I want them to have access to everything, too. So better if you email
it.
Okay. All right. And then I'm ready for the card number when you are.
The card number is 51. 21. Yeah, 51, 21.
Mm-hmm.
74, 22, 30, 80, 72, 32.
Okay, and expiration date, month and year?
12/27.
All right, and then three-digit code on the back.
The three-digit code on the back is 785.
785. Okay. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification when you're ready. It just says added protection for you. And we'll send this to you in writing with your receipt.
Okay. You see, you want me to text you something through this message? Like how you want us to write the thing? The company? Name?
The company name exactly as you want it to appear. Text it over.
Okay.
Because I have it as just LIB with the parentheses, life is beautiful. And that does look good, but I want it to look how you want it to look, you know?
No, that's perfect. When I was asking, you know how you said that you have a different team that builds the site with the logo?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I was referring to that aspect of the conversation, that when I do the website, I have a logo exactly how I want them to do the website. So that's what I was speaking on.
No. So you want to send that to the email as well. Like any kind of pictures pertaining to the logo. We want to make sure they have access to all of that. Any before and after shots maybe of work that you've done. I know it's hard in the HVAC category, but you know, you want to continue to send photos there because we're going to have that on your website, on the Google business profile. There's a business Facebook page that we'll create for you and host. There's Yelp, there's Yellow Pages, your own, you know, website. So there's a lot of things that we're doing for you. It's not just the first page placement. The idea here is to complete your full online business profile so you don't need any other services for LIB.
Okay, perfect then.
Yeah, we want to beat out anything you're currently using and then have this be your long-term solution. We'll just have you up there as a top recommended option and let people call you directly.
Perfect.
Okay. All right, and so I gave you that extra week. So I'm going to walk you through this voice verification. This is just going to outline the service agreement. That way there's no discrepancies or confusion, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording, Dolo. It says, this call is recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and is added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
LIB stands for Life is Beautiful.
Thank you. And you are in the HVAC category, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And can you please state your name and title with the company?
Dolo McCaw, and I'm the owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of LIB today?
Yes, sir.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so it says to get results as fast as possible, Dolo, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and hiring us as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Did I once more? I'm sorry.
Yeah, so just the short version of it is, you know, we don't want any discrepancies. Like right now, for example, you have like this other business name.
Yep.
And that causes a problem where we have to go in there and fix it for you, right? So
yeah.
We know what you're currently doing right now. Everything you have right now is not a problem if you want to keep doing that. But after today, if you're going to add anything that's online, we want you to let us know about it so we can make sure that you're not like paying for something that we're already doing or duplicating anything or causing those discrepancies. Does that make sense?
Perfect. Yes, sir.
Okay. And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I am going to recommend that you try our services for 2 months when you first sign up just because of that initial setup period, as I mentioned before. But it is a month-to-month service, okay? You're not binded to any kind of contract. You could discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. The first month's payment is going to go through today. It's September 23rd of 2024. It's going to be in that discounted price of $299. It's set up to auto-renew each month. But it's going to be starting on the 30th day. So your next bill is going to be October 30th. And it'll be that discounted price of $299 moving forward. So you'll keep that rate for as long as you're with us. If there are not 30 days in that month, for example, like February, it's going to roll around in about 5 months. It's going to roll over to the first of each month, and then you're just going to be reoccurring on the first of each month moving forward.
Perfect.
Okay. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
All right. So I'm going to process this payment. When the payment goes through, you're going to receive 3 text messages. They're automatic ones that'll come through. It has the outline of the service agreement in writing. There's going to be a Google verification form. So you're going to want to fill that out. If you have any kind of license or insurance, you want to send that in. And then also, I know you're waiting on the insurance, right?
Yeah, no, I got the insurance. I'm waiting on the to incorporate that underneath the LLC. But I do have the insurance.
Okay.
That's for me.
Yeah, you want to send it in when this text comes through. It's pretty easy. It's just a form. Like there's a link in the text. You click on it and then you fill out the form as best you can. What I was going to say is if there's anything missing though, like don't panic. Just fill out as best you can. And then at the bottom, there's a little box that you have to check that you're okay with us doing a video verification. Cause if there's anything serious missing, what Google will do is they'll just hop on the phone with you. We'll do a 3-way video call and just verify you are who you say you are and do what you say you do. And then they'll go ahead and process it. Get you rolling.
Perfect.
Okay. So let me go ahead and, oh, for some reason this is coming back as invalid transaction. I think there's a possibility that we got the number wrong.
Okay. We're going to rewrite it again.
Okay. Let me go back. All right. I'm ready for you.
51.
Mm-hmm.
21.
Okay.
74.
Okay.
22.
30.
30. 80.
80.
72.
74.
34.
Okay.
I mean, 32. 32. 32. 32. The last two numbers, 32.
Okay. I think that's what we had originally because it's just saying a MasterCard ending in 7232. But what's
no,
the
No, it's a Visa. A Visa. A Visa.
Oh, but you said it starts with a 5.
Yeah, it starts with a 52. I mean 5121, but it's a Visa card though from Citizens Bank.
Huh.
It doesn't show. I mean,
Visas always start with the number 4.
Oh, then it's a master then.
Yeah, it'll say. Yeah, because the Visas always start with a 4. MasterCard start with 5. Discover starts with 6, and then American Express could be almost anything. Okay. Sure. What's the expiration date, month, and year?
12/27.
Okay. And then 3-digit code on the back?
785.
785. Okay. It does look like the, same information. Let me see exactly, why it's coming back as invalid.
Did you put the billing address? 02919?
Oh, yeah, 02919 14 Lee Street.
Yep. Johnston, Wood Island.
Yep. Yeah, that's exactly what we have here. And then it's under your first and last name. For some reason, it's coming across as invalid when I attempt to process the payment.
I mean, this is the card I got on me. I mean, I just use this card right now to go buy some stuff. And I just use this card to end up paying for the insurance. So, I don't
okay.
know. So if you
well,
can
no,
try
it's not. It probably works. I think maybe the issue might be because we're a Google partner, so the transaction does come across as California. Maybe you have to verify the transaction.
What, through my...
Yeah, they'll either send you a message in your app or they'll text you. So it's one or the other.
I'm going to go in the app right now. And do you know exactly where on the app it will show me?
I do not know. I don't know who you bank with or...
Citizen.
Citizen.
No.
Yeah, it's saying that the only possibilities are... incorrect card number, which we already verified. Incorrect expiration date, we also verified. Card is invalid,
that's
maybe.
Exactly the peace check ones, the statement below, the best transaction. I recognize all these above. So I think it's saying that it was fraud. I spent too much money within a week. So I think I spent insurance and license, and I got the Angie's list. And you guys don't take money too, so you probably think it's a fraud happening.
Exactly. It's protection. That's very normal, actually. So that's a good thing to have. You just have to verify it in order for me to actually process it because it's out of state. That's normal.
Yeah, I verify already. You want to try it again?
Yeah.
If you verify, it might take a couple, it might take 24 hours. But I don't know how this works.
Yeah.
So you just try it again?
Yeah, I could attempt to reprocess it. Give me 1 second. They usually say to wait 60 seconds before attempting it again.
Okay, we'll wait 60 seconds.
Did you get the notification for our client interview this afternoon?
Did you send it to the text message or to the email?
That one would be an email. Oh, it looks like the payment cleared this time.
So we're good?
Yeah, the payment cleared. So you're going to start receiving those confirmation text messages here.
And then through the email, is it underneath the mail you send? Is it underneath Unity?
No, it should say Jazz Hill at localsplash.com, like JAZ.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's the appointment. So that one should be locked in between 4 and 5 o'clock.
It says Monday, September 23, 2024, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific time, Los Angeles.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense because we're right next to the Google headquarters. If you look up Local Splash, we're their little partner company right next to them. So it's in California. Mm-hmm. So that'll be 4 to 5 your time. 1 to 2 Pacific is 4 to 5 your time, yep.
So I just got to reply yes to that email.
Mm-hmm. And then I'll call you and I'll introduce you to the representative that's going to do your interview. And then they'll take it from there and they'll do the full interview.
Okay.
Okay. And then there'll also be some new text messages coming in. There's going to be an outline of the agreement in writing, that Google verification form that I was telling you about. And then you'll also have one that'll have like your username and password for your tracking system.
Okay. So the first one. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to your email. We have a file, peace text. Okay, hit the file.
Mm-hmm.
It just says Local Splash, and it shows in the file. I agree to receive SAM message to my phone number. Click that box. I'm certified that I am authorized holding signature. Sign that. And then,
yeah, we just gotta make sure it's not somebody else using your card or something or pretending to be you, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But this one's pretty easy. Then at the bottom, it'll ask you to, like, sign the subscription terms. Once that's signed off on, then it's just a matter of doing the Google verification form and then being ready for that client interview.
That first text message, once I hit it, it brought me to, like, a local Slash. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so we have a tracking system. We also have an app. So what you're looking at right here is the PC version. They'll send you the link for the app via email with a YouTube video that shows you how to use the app. And you could download that to your phone. And that'll keep track of, like, all your clients. It's a client relationship management system. So even if you're, like, missing calls, it'll save all their information, their phone numbers. So that way you could call them back when you are available. And then you can, like, request reviews from clients when you finish jobs or when you're leaving the jobs. So that way they could put, like, the star rating and write a Google review. And it'll also keep track of things on other platforms like your Facebook ads, the Yelp. So that way you get a good idea of, you know, not just what you're spending with us each month, but what you're making in return.
Okay, so now I'm at the Google verification. So
that's the important one right there, yeah.
That's the important one. This is the one I sent pictures and stuff like that to.
Yeah, that one's going to ask you for the license. Everything is going to be in there. So as you scroll through it, it's only about 20 questions. It's pretty easy though. Like once it asks you for like photos of workplace, you could literally just hit like upload file and it'll flip around to your camera if you're on your phone and you can just snap a picture of it. Or if you already have pictures saved in your mobile device, you could go and just add those to the file and send them in that way. So it usually takes guys like 2 to 3 days to get this back to me. So I don't want you to like stress yourself out about getting it all done right now. But obviously do try to get it to us as soon as you can. And then, there's a client interview. I got you locked in between 4 and 5. So right now I just want you to, you know, sign the subscription terms and then be available for that client interview between 4 and 5. And then we'll just go step by step through the process. We'll walk you through it. Okay.
Okay. So did I already complete the first task, which is sign for that verification or not yet?
Yeah, if you saw that username and password page, then you 100% already submitted the signature. And then there's a copy of it that'll be sent over to your email. So that way you have it on file because of the discounted rate that I gave you. You're locked in at that. It'll save you about $200 every month with that discounted rate. So, yeah.
Perfect.
Appreciate the job. Yeah, the HVAC guys that I've worked with in this area, I've been doing this for 12 years, and these guys... They do really well. Like, you're in a really good area for what you do. And they're usually able to offset it each month at $499, like, no problem. So I feel like the $299 would put us in position to work together long term. And that's really our goal. Even though I just signed you up month to month today, if you want to do, like, a 6-month or a 12-month after a month or two of this, let's say things start popping off, you know, I'll do that. And it'll actually save you money to do like the 6-month or the 12-month prepay. Even at this $299 rate, like I could do an annual one on a current client. They let us do an annual package of $2,600 instead of right now you're slated to pay about $36 over the course of the year. So it saves you like $1,000 if you just prepay it. So. Just some food for thought, right? Right now, like I said, I just want to officially welcome you aboard. Say thank you for signing up with the local Splash team. I'll let you get back to the rest of your work day, but again, look out for our phone call here at 4:00. We'll call you and like I said, I'll introduce you to the rep and then they'll walk you through the client interview process.
Perfect. And then that phone number you're calling me over will be this phone number right now?
Correct. It'll be either the phone number that we're on now or it might just be directly from that 877 number. So they're actually going to call you from the company line, I believe.
Okay.
And then they send you a notification. Like, you'll get a text message reminder, like, 1 hour before the appointment, too, that they'll confirm the phone number, too. That way there's no confusion there.
Okay.
All right, Dolo. Well, again, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. Enjoy the rest of your day, and then we'll talk to you at 4:00.
Thank you, John. Appreciate you, boss.
You're welcome. If you need anything, you got my direct number, too. Don't hesitate to call.
Perfect. Have a blessed day, boss.
You, too. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.